Before making your first edit, you can mark the parts of the clip you want to use in your sequence in the source monitor. Marking footage with in and out points allows you to select which parts of a clip to include in a sequence. There are two methods for marking in and out points. You can use the Mark In and Mark Out buttons under the source monitor, or use the I key, Mark In, and the O key, Mark Out, on the keyboard. Decide where you want to start the selection, and then click the Mark In button. A sawtooth pattern appears on the left edge of the Mark In frame, and a Mark In indicator appears in the source monitor's position bar. Then decide where you want to end the selection, and click the Mark Out button. A sawtooth pattern appears on the right edge of the Mark Out frame, and a Mark Out indicator appears in the source monitor's position bar. To find the location where you want to mark an in and out point, you can use any of the approaches covered in the Viewing Footage lesson, or you can go directly to a specific time code. To use time code to find a frame, you need to enter the time code with the numeric keypad and press Enter. For example, if you enter 0920 on the numeric keypad, the system moves to 9 seconds, 20 frames in the clip in the source monitor. Once your in and out marks are set, you can view the marked material by pressing the 6 key on the keyboard. To adjust the in or out mark to another location, go to the in or out mark, press the Alt key for Windows or the Option key for Macintosh, and drag the in or out mark to the new location. When you mark footage with in and out points, you can either save the entire clip along with the new marks or create subclips based on the marks you set to break up longer master clips into smaller segments or selected footage. Creating subclips is a great way to organize your footage into manageable units. With in and out marks set on your clip, click the Fast Menu button and then click the Make Subclip button. A new clip is created in your bin using the name of the master clip with the suffix .sub. You can rename the subclip or accept the default name.